Chapter 19. From the moment I found the letters, all the sympathy and pity I had felt for Brenda Leonides disappeared completely. She had lied to me and had tried to kill Josephine. "But I think it was Lawrence Brown who set that booby trap," said Taverner. "That explains what puzzled me about it. Josephine had the letters, but the murderer couldn't find them, so he tried to kill her. But why didn't he just hit Josephine on the head himself? Putting a stone doorstop on top of a door is stupid. It could have missed or not hurt Josephine at all. So why do it?" "Well," I said, "what's the answer?" "At first, I thought it was to fit in with someone's alibi. But no one has an alibi. But if it was Lawrence Brown, it all makes sense. He doesn't like violence, and he couldn't hit Josephine himself. With the booby trap, he didn't have to see it happen."
"Yes, I see," I said slowly. "It's just like putting the eserine in the insulin bottle."
"Exactly."
"Do you think Brenda knew?" I asked.
"I don't think she helped set the booby trap," said Taverner. "But I think the eserine was her idea, even if she made Lawrence Brown do it himself. And with these letters, there's a clear case against both of them."
He looked at me.
"So, how does it feel to be marrying a very rich girl?" he asked.
I'd forgotten about the will. "Sophia doesn't know yet," I said. "Do you want me to tell her?"
"Mr. Gateskill is going to tell everyone tomorrow after the inquest," said Taverner. "I wonder what the family will say."